Hey, it's a great day with Doug.
Always.
Do you know why, Alice, today, of all days, is a great day with Doug?
Tell me!
So many reasons!
Oh, yeah!
Did you know today is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day?
Oh, that's cute.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there butt cracks of dawn.
Oh.
Pre-butt crack. And just driving people everywhere. And just buses full of noisy kids.
I'm still reeling from pre-butt crack. Like, what is that?
I'm still reeling from pre-butt crack. It's also National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Oh, delightful.
I love a good... Cheesecake's one of the only things that I like the fruity version more than the chocolate version.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm. You could take that cherry cheesecake on a picnic, because it's also National Picnic Day.
Oh, no, the ants will come.
Look at... Well, uncles, aunts, whatever. You bring your cousins. Whole family go on picnics, Alice. It's National Take a Chance Day.
On ants?
You could take a chance on ants. Take a chance on ants. And it is National Lost Dog Awareness Day.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, it's good to be aware.
That's true. But there's always those scams, you know? They're like, oh, have you seen this dog?
Oh.
And, like, I don't even know the purpose of the scams,
because
I don't know how people give or get money. It's just wasting people's time, and people keep sharing it. Oh, maybe they track who shares it to see who's gullible, and then they, like, hack their accounts later.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Is this real?
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. Well, make sure you're aware of
those scams. Those lost puppy
National
scams.
National Lost Dog Scam Awareness Day. And lastly, it's National Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Ah, because it's Shakespeare's birthday and death day.
It is Shakespeare's birthday and death day?
I think.
Holy crap, I didn't see that.
Maybe I fucked it up again.
Oh, great job. So I'll celebrate all these real quick, Alice.
Oh, you wrote something? You wrote a sonnet?
No, it's not. And I jotted it down super quickly before we started recording. Mm-hmm. But pardon me, yon school bus driver. I take thee for granted not, and do wish to appreciate thee this morrow. Shall I take but one chance to deliver thee unto a picnic? Hark! Thou hast lost thy mongrel? Fear not, for I shall serve thee a new one upon this checkered blanket.
What?
Huh? What?
Did you just serve a dog?
BTW, dost thou like cherry cheesecake?
This is Alice.
Oh, this dog is delicious.
Ew!
This is not going terribly. The elephant says...
Okay, so April 23rd is Shakespeare's death day, and I think...
Hey, good job. You nailed it. Yeah, I was worried you got it wrong.
Yeah, that would have been bad. But I think they celebrate it as his birthday as well, because his actual birthday is unknown. But it was in April.
Oh, so I'm the one who may have it wrong, since we don't know his actual birthday.
Right, yeah. But I think it's known as just Shakespeare's Day.
It's just Shakespeare Day.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it was, let's see, what year was this? It was, I have this down somewhere.
1564, Stratford-upon-Avon.
Oh, good. I know he died in 1616.
Yeah.
They didn't get exact days back then? I feel like they should have had exact days.
Maybe he wasn't even real. Has anyone ever thought of that?
Wow. Yeah, Shakespeare. What kind of name is
right?
that? There's
like,
no chance. And they get the most generic first name. William!
Yeah, it's like he got that headline off a newspaper like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo! Or whatever.
You know, Sonic Milkshake Spears the Nation.
What just happened?
I was making a newspaper headline.
Sonic Milkshake Spears. Oh, Shakespeare's. Gosh dang it, you're so good. I'm upset about how good you are.
Hmm.
How you doing today?
Okay.
Okay. That's what the listener, that's what the average listener likes to hear, Alice.
Maybe.
I'm doing okay.
Maybe I'll play some Bards Dispense Profanity in my playwriting class.
What's that?
It's a card game, like it was a Kickstarter card game, I think,
uh-huh.
That was a spinoff of Cards Against Humanity, but it's all Shakespearean things.
Just Shakespearean filth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cute.
Not only will I bang my mother, I will do it in the buttocks. That kind of thing.
Her pre-butt crack.
That's for the school bus drivers everywhere. This bus fulls of kids. Just throwing stuff and screaming all the time.
Were you...
And you're responsible for all of them while driving.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, your bus didn't have patrols, student patrols.
What does that mean? Like, apparently not.
Yeah, like the sixth graders who wore the orange belts. And there's like one at the front, or maybe two
Wait,
at the
ninjas?
Front, two in the back.
Uh-uh.
And when the bus stops and the children have to cross the street, the patrol gets out and waves the flag out front.
What? No, I've never heard of such a thing.
Really? I feel like that's pretty standard issue.
I promise you I've never heard of such a thing.
You haven't heard of school patrols?
No, no, no. I've heard of crossing guards, which
yeah.
is the dude that stands out there and at the school, but no, no, not on the bus.
No, yeah, the patrols on the bus are in charge of that. When they get to the neighborhoods.
What a bunch of nerds. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You wouldn't have applied to be a bus patrol.
No,
you have power.
No.
Some of them were probably bullies.
Are you kidding me? It's like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I want to sleep.
You get on the bus the same time as all the other kids.
Yeah, but you get to just sit there instead of get off the bus and go direct.
Yeah.
And
or have to bully. You probably grow up to be an RA in the dorm or something. Have you heard of RAs?
Yes, I'm resident assistant, if you will.
I thought it was resident advisor.
Resident advisor.
Resident Ave.
Resident. Did you say anal? Resident anal. That's my favorite Sony PlayStation game from the 90s.
That pre-anal.
The VR version's so good. Resident anal. Kids from the 90s are going to love that impression. That was great.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know.
Good. Wait, what are we talking about? You're going to play your cards against Shakespeare?
Bards dispense profanity.
Okay, cool.
Nerd.
I still get like thee, thou, thy, and thine all mixed up. I had to make sure I was doing it all right.
But who even cares?
Honestly,
what do you mean you still get it mixed up? No one else knows it.
Honestly, I thought you would care. That's why I made sure I got it all right.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thine comes prior to a word in starting with a vowel sound.
Gross.
Like thine elephant. And it makes sense.
That wasn't an elephant sound.
The elephant says. The kangaroo says. They're all kind of versions of saying aminal in a way. I said aminal. You're right. Shakespeare, dead, by the way. Gone too soon. Gone too soon. 1616. Also dead. And who would have a birthday today? Roy Orbison.
Wait, he died today too? Or
no. No, it's not a birth-death situation with Roy. Uh-huh. He was born on this day. He would be 88 years old, but he died back in 1988.
Whoa!
This is the only year that will be a whoa! The elephants
are
laughing.
No, I was woeing that he died at 88 in 88.
No. He'd be 88 today.
Oh, I see.
But he died in 88.
I see what you mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Roy wasn't that old. Come on now.
Oh, I didn't know.
Anything you want, Alice. You got it. You pretty woman. Oh, that's good. Was that a giraffe? What animal was that? I get mixed up. Also dead, who has a birthday today, Shirley Temple.
Oh.
She would be 96 today, but she...
She died in 96?
Sure. We'll let that go. She died in 2014.
Oh, wow. She was a lot older.
Right? She was just a baby when she was a star.
Good ship, Lollipop.
Yeah. Who else is dead? Frank, I don't know how to say his last name. Let's say Borzage. Borzage. Anyway, he would be 130 years old today, but he died back in 1962. This was the first person to win an Academy Award for Best Director.
Oh.
He won in 1927 for Seventh Heaven.
And no one knows that movie or this director.
Rude. I know him very well.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I don't know how to say his last name. He also directed A Farewell to Arms. Does that do anything for you?
Okay, yes. I think I've seen that.
Okay. Well, you've seen his work then. Not his Academy Award winning work, but...
Oh, actually, it was For Whom the Bell Tolls that I'm thinking of. Yes, with Ingrid Bergman.
I love when you know this old stuff. I'm like, I've heard of Ingrid Bergman. For Whom the Bell Tolls, that's got to be about the Hunchback of Notre Dame. The Fighting Leprechauns or whatever. You know? I don't know this. I've heard names and that's about it. You could be like, Cary Grant. I'll be like, yeah, old actor. Yeah, I don't know things. But you do. You always, you're like, oh, he danced so well in 1961. And stuff like that. Anyway, what's going on? What's happening today in your world?
Well, I found a little personal hygiene debate that we might have fun with. Because as you know, we've discussed...
I'm peeing in the shower. You're not going to stop me. Ain't gonna stop me.
Tain't gonna stop you.
Tain't no stopping me now.
Yeah. Yes, because we have debated before whether we wipe sitting mm-hmm. down or standing up.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. I'm a stand-up man. You're a sit-down lady.
But I think I've done a little more standing just in the past 2 years that we've questioned our habits.
Okay. Just to try it out, see how you like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I admire that.
It's like a half squat, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. I admire you trying to see things from the other side, you know?
Have you tried staying sitting?
No. Kind of, but I always get nervous.
A prodigious buttocks.
My hand is going to get in to that water. There's no doubt about it.
You're going to knuckle a poop.
There's no doubt about it. My poops stand up a little bit. I'm getting knucked. I don't need to get poop knucked, Alice. You know? And I know if you go between your legs, then sure, you have a better aim, but then you're going back to front, and that's not good.
That's not good.
That's not good. So, no, I do not try it from your way.
Sure, sure.
It makes me nervous.
And then there was the one about farting up the front. The front fart.
It's not a real
and
thing.
And you claim that it's not a real thing, but so many women came out of the woodwork.
Yeah. It
was a real
thing. I'm listening to you now, women. I'm sorry I didn't believe the one woman. More women had to come out and have their moment.
Me too. Hashtag me too. Hashtag, fart up the front.
Hashtag me neither. Guys farting out the back like a normal human. I don't know if you know this, Alice. That's where your butthole is.
My butthole is not in my back. It is more like 3/4, you know, at an angle.
Mm.
It's at a 45-degree angle.
Okay. You got one of them pre-butt cracks.
No, it seems like you have the pre-butt crack. if your hole is so far back.
I thought you said pretty butt crack. And I was like, oh, thank you. Anything you want, Alice. Only the lonely.
Oh, yeah.
What else you got, Alice?
All right.
What are we going to argue about today?
I found this meme. Someone posted, I cannot get dressed in the bathroom after a shower. I don't know how y'all do it.
I'll get dressed anywhere. You will not find me arguing about this unless the argument is you shouldn't ever get dressed in the bathroom. Because I don't care where you get dressed. I'm not going to say, always the bathroom, because I don't care.
No. I think it's a matter of, okay, so here are some comments.
Sure.
So someone says, my ex didn't even dry off. He got out of the shower and immediately got dressed soaking wet. It was actually insane. There'd be water everywhere.
I do like a 3/4 dry. I'm guilty of a 3/4 dry. You know this.
Yes, that's what led me to think about
this.
Because whenever I give you a hug after you shower, I'm soaking.
I'm a little wet.
I'm like, why?
I'm a 3/4 dry man. I'm dry enough.
corner.
Dried up to where the clothes don't like stick to me. They go on. I used to be like a half dry man, and I noticed that my clothes would stick a little bit trying to get on. So now I'm a 3/4 dry man. I feel like it's too long to get fully dry. I got places to go.
Okay. Yeah. Some people are like, I put on a robe and then I walk around, and then some and then someone put, I just walk around in the altogether until I'm really dry. And I was like, whoa, that's a blast from the past. Who says that?
In the altogether.
In the altogether.
It's Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
And then someone says, I will literally put on a giant t-shirt or clean pajamas, do my makeup and hair, and then get dressed if I'm going somewhere. So it's
interesting.
This debate about being completely dry or half wet, you know, 3/4 wet.
To me, it depends on the situation. I like to shower right before I go somewhere. I like to be clean going out the door. That's what I care about. But if I'm to shower just of my own volition, let's say I have a Saturday home alone, I'm not going to do anything, but I'm still going to shower, I guess.
I don't think you'd shower of your own volition.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Like this past Saturday, I showered of my own volition, and I wasn't sure I was going to see you that night. I'm going to be honest, not always. If I know I'm going to spend the entire day in my room, I'm not always going to go shower. F that. Especially if I don't feel gross. If I feel fine, who cares? But anyway, when so those times...
I feel gross very easily.
Really? Yeah. Those times, I get out, I do like a quarter to a half dry. Boxers on, that's it. I'm just sitting around the house. ain't nobody bothering me.
You're in the partially altogether.
I like that wet feeling. It's kind of nice. I took some of the shower with me.
The wet feeling.
I like it, Alice.
I don't know. Like, I can't quantify what this wet feeling is.
Sometimes I just like to wet my hair down and then just leave.
Ugh.
I'm like, I'm not even going to take a real shower. Let's just wet my hair, ignore the towel, and just move on. I don't know. I like it. So tell me about yours. I've monopolized this. I have a lot of feelings about this, but you go on. Tell me about your routine.
Yeah, you're debating about this. I get dry. I pretty much dry myself, but I usually keep my clothes in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you live with a roommate, so do you just dress in the bathroom because of that?
It depends. Sometimes, but most of the time, the bathroom is right next to my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
There's a hallway technically that connects the two, but I mean they're right next to each other. So I'll often just have a robe
to go
back and forth. And sometimes if like he's asleep, you know, or whatever, I'll just kind of carry my robe just in case I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pop my head out like, oh, he's not out here. I'm not putting this on. And boom, boom. In a second and a half, I'm back in my room. So who cares?
Mm-hmm. So I have very vivid memories of my childhood when my parents were still together. My dad would be one of those wait for 20 minutes to fully dry off.
What would he do?
He would lie down on the bed.
Oh, I thought you were saying like the bathroom floor. Lie down on the bathroom floor and just wait for his body to take care of itself. Hurry up.
He'd lie down on the bed with a fan blowing on him. Like, he needed the fan to be on him for like 20 minutes or so.
I love this guy's moxie.
And my mom would lecture him all the time saying that that's not healthy. It's like going out into the cold with wet hair. Like, she's like, you'll catch cold. And then she'll also say that that'll cause arthritis. And like, I don't know if that was true or not, but he did have pretty bad arthritis.
My understanding with the cold with the wet hair thing, my understanding is that just like can make you more susceptible to germs. Like that's not what makes you cold. It's just like like it makes you. And if you're in your own home, you're probably okay. Maybe your mom just didn't like it. All that shower.
She had a lot of wives' tales.
All that shower water blowing around the bedroom. She's getting a nice delicate mist. No, that's an interesting way to go about it. So, like, he got the bed wet?
I guess I don't know.
Or did he take a big towel?
I think he was lying down on a towel, probably.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. This is interesting.
Yeah, and this was like prior to smartphones, so I'm not sure what he did for those 20 minutes. Like, did he read? Did he?
You just collect his thoughts for the day? Was he a morning showerer or a night showerer?
Night showerer.
Okay. So he's just preparing for sleepy times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll fall asleep before he even has to dry off. Then your mom's ticked off.
I don't think so. Because...
So not like a...
Like he wore pajamas.
Oh.
But yeah, I was thinking how like I had never known morning showerers until moving to the U.S., and probably even then, I still didn't know because little kids probably don't talk about showering very much. Sure. It's only in my teens.
Little
probably.
Kids don't shower, Alice.
I did. I was very meticulous about that. But yeah, I guess I'm a dryer, and I usually do get dressed in the bedroom. Mm. I don't like to bring my clothes into the bathroom, usually because there's no place to put them.
And you live alone, and your bedroom is literally attached to your bathroom. Mm-hmm. So let's put that into context as well. I think if I lived alone and my bathroom and bedroom were connected to each other, I'd probably get dressed in the bedroom.
But even when you're at my place, you bring your clothes into the bathroom.
Well, we're not alone, or I'm not alone. I don't know. I feel sort of like, oh, this is the room where I should be doing all my stuff right now.
Nah, you don't have to feel like that.
Well, I appreciate it. Now on, I'm getting dressed in the kitchen.
Well, my washer and dryer are in the kitchen.
There you go. Now, I'm going to get dressed in your office. I'm gonna shower in the kitchen.
But the bay window is right there.
Yeah,
we'll
it is.
See.
Let them see. Let them see how wet I am. I'm going to turn the fan on, open the window, and give them a nice, delicate mist.
You can go right out onto the roof of the porch.
What are you doing out there? I'm drying off. Use a towel. I'll put one down. Just in case. For my pre-butt crack.
your post-butt crack.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is the post-butt crack the front butt then? Because it loops all the way under, right?
Oh, my God. What kind of butt crack you got?
I'm saying the pre-butt crack is in the back, and so it follows under and then to the front where the farts escape.
Is the post-butt crack basically the taint?
No, it's past the taint.
Past the taint?
It's the front.
Wow. So it's right with a fella, it's right between the taint and the testicular region?
I suppose. Yeah.
Is the post-butt crack.
Well,
the
maybe. Post-butt crack. Oh, maybe men don't have a post-butt crack for the farts to escape.
I don't have post-butt crack.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
It's the vulva for women. Oh. That's the slit up the front, the post.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the female-only genitalia. Sorry, it's 2024. Female-born. labeled?
Assigned,
thank you. I couldn't think of the word. Forgive me.
I was thinking labeled labia. Labialed.
Oh, but now I am seeing the pre-butt crack now. I see what you're saying, that part right before he gets the actual crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is good stuff, Alice. I like it a lot. What about you people? Do you dry off all the way? Where do you get dressed? Do you shower in the morning, at night? Write to us. Let
How
us
often
know.
Do you shower? Do you go out with wet hair? And what are you doing? Your mother's very disappointed.
I feel like I need a shower after all this.
Yeah, I feel gross already.
I'm feeling weird.
Can you smell yourself?
Like right now?
I mean, like when you know that you're like, oh, I feel gross.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the older I get,
the worse you smell?
Yeah. Maybe the worse my deodorant works.
Yeah, me too.
Or maybe deodorant isn't as powerful the older it is, because oftentimes I'm a deal man. I shop for deals, so I'll buy a lot of something at once if there's a great deal on it. So I don't know, because I feel like sometimes on a hot day when I get to work, because I do a lot of walking. I don't walk to work, but there's a lot of walking involved in my trip to work. So I'll get a good sweat going. I've put on deodorant, but sometimes in the middle of the day, I'm like, there's a little bit of a smell here. And I haven't changed my deodorant usage. I showered that morning. What's going on?
So your deodorant is expired?
I don't know, Alice. But I've started taking more with me to work, so combat that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's too personal information. Why'd you ask me that?
Sorry. Did I?
Do you smell yourself?
Oh, yes, because, okay, so when I'm in my car, I'm driving, anytime I make a turn, like the turn is within my car, but I can smell my hair when I make a turn. And I'll tell everyone, my hair always smells terrible.
Oh, no.
Like I have an oily scalp or something. I hate the way my hair smells because it traps the smell of the outdoors, too. So when I come in from outside, I'm like, oh, I smell like outside. My hair smells like outside.
What's that, raccoon poop? You guys smell that raccoon poop? What is that? Oh, what is that, beaver hair? I swear to God, that's beaver hair in here.
It's just my hair.
From my head.
Yeah.
You're over in the corner like... You're in the corner like, oh no, they smell me. And they're very good at picking out very specific smells from the outdoors. What's that, a campfire?
Yeah, but it's just so weird. With contained in my car, there's no wind in there. And like my head's not moving. It's the motion of the car is moving around me, and that's enough to waft.
Oh, I see. I thought your head was like turning as you turned. Okay.
Not really.
That's not really how things work. I've been in cars. I don't see. I did a visual there, but you guys can picture it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess we're just some stinky people, Alice. Take my pits and your scalp and... Ugh. Maybe take my scalp and your pits, and then we got something going.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. With our powers combined... We are a not horrible smelling human being.
What's going on in your day?
What's going on in my day?
Mm.
Well, I already told you, Alice, I'm talking like Shakespeare today. All day.
You haven't been doing that this episode.
Have you heard him? Listen to the recordings. He was very much like this. Where was William Shakespeare from? Let's talk more about him.
I said Stratford-upon-Avon.
I thought that was like the name of one of his plays or something. Or like a porno he watched. I don't know. Stratford upon Avon.
Strap on upon Avon.
Wow. That 16th Avon century calling. Porn was great. Those pre-butt cracks and such. I get some more birthdays if you want, but these people are still alive.
Who cares?
Yeah, you're right. Let's celebrate them when they're dead. Some professional wrestling birthdays for those fans in our audience. John Cena.
Oh.
Ba-ba-da-ba, is 47 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And get this. I've been sitting on some John Cena information for a while.
That sounds dirty.
I know. It sounds like I'm about to like blackmail him or something. John Cena also doesn't dry off after a shower.
He's so moldy.
You can't see it, though, so it's fine. He's moldy?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. No, this was just something I... So his theme song that everybody knows, you know?
I don't think I've ever really heard the whole thing.
You know, that whole thing? That's the worst ever. You know the whole thing.
No, I don't. You don't have to keep going.
All right, so John Cena and his cousin Mark Predka, also known as The Trademark, they did the song "The Time Is Now." That's his theme.
The time is now.
The time is now. Your time is up. The time is now. Whatever. But did you know that it includes a sample from Peter Schofield and the Canadians' rendition of "The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia"?
Oh.
The Vicki Lawrence song that Reba McEntire later did. So Peter Schofield and the Canadians, I don't know who they are, but they did a version of that song, and that's what the... So if you guys ever listened to... Well, you could go listen to that version of the song right now, and you'd be like, oh my God, it is that. Or if you listen to the Vicki or Reba versions, you could be like... Oh, I see. Like, you tweak it a little bit, and that's John Cena.
It becomes the do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Only the lonely. It's not the same song, Doug.
Good Melissa, though.
Thanks. Melissa who? Happy birthday, Melissa. Nope, I checked my list. Sorry.
Nobody.
No McCarthy, no Etheridge, no Williams. Neither one of them. It's ridiculous.
Who is Melissa Williams? Two of them.
Oh, that's Michelle. I'm sorry. There are two Michelle Williamses. The one from the Beyonce group, right?
Destiny's Child.
Yeah, whatever. You heard me say Beyonce group. And the one from Dawson's show. Yeah,
Destiny's Creek.
So happy 47th to John Cena, but also happy 33rd birthday to Britt Baker.
Yay!
All Elite Wrestling's Ed. Britt Baker.
Jesus year.
God. That means she's... You don't say that because that's when people die.
Oh, you're right.
And happy 29th birthday to Jamie Hayter.
Woo!
Also, AEW wrestler.
Did we know they shared a birthday?
I didn't. Hmm. I just found out. If that's true, the internet told me, so I'm pretty sure it is. It's also, speaking of 29th birthdays, Gigi Hadid? Am I saying that right? Hadid? Mm-hmm. I don't know who she is, but she seemed like a big enough name for me to mention her.
She's like a model?
She is a model.
Influencer?
She's a model influencer. Wow. To influence models, you gotta be doing something right.
Oh, I thought you meant she's like a grade A influencer. Oh.
Like a role model influencer.
Mm. An influencer role model.
Wow. Yeah, you go walk those kids across the street real nice there, Billy. I'm just going to sit here and look hot. Valerie Bertinelli is 64 today.
Okay.
Of Hot in Cleveland and Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife fame. I'm just kidding. She's done so much other stuff. One Day at a Time.
I don't even think I knew that.
Oh. I was doing a bit for myself, I guess. Joyce DeWitt is 75.
What? You know, Janet?
You know who that
from
is?
From Three's Company?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I thought I'd have to explain it to you.
I was very big on names. Like reading names from sitcoms. And I'd had like one yearbook from elementary school, and I would read everyone's names out loud. I was just obsessed with names.
Just one yearbook?
I think at the time, my second grade at Keene Mill Elementary.
Okay. Just one, not two, and you know, Three's Company, but...
I wasn't allowed to get a yearbook every year.
Wait a minute, they had yearbooks? And did you say first grade?
Second
grade? Yeah. Wow.
Elementary, middle school, high school.
That's awesome. I remember them in high school, but I think that's it. Mm. As far as I can remember,
at least. Man, you didn't have yearbooks or patrols? What kind of podunk town you live from?
I know! Virginia had it going on.
Oh, yes. We are a very affluent county. Fairfax.
Okay. More like unfair...
Yeah.
Facts.
Facts. Machines.
Documentary director Michael Moore is 70 today.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. John Oliver is 47.
Mm.
Ah, funny man, John Oliver. Another funny man, George Lopez, is 63. And another funny man, Cal Penn, is 47.
Wow.
Alice loves her.
So many 47s.
Some Harold and Kumars.
Yeah.
There are so many 47s. John Oliver, Cal Penn, John Cena. Thank you.
47?
What is that?
It was a joke from Clerks. The number is actually 37.
Oh, right. Yeah. So those are the birthdays of the day. Woo!
Whee!
These were all of them. Everyone in the world who had a birthday. And that's what's been going on with me.
Don't
Alice.
You have other fun things?
Other fun things? Sure. I'll give you one more. I'll give you two more. How
okay,
about this?
Okay.
On this day in 1985, Coca-Cola unveiled New Coke. A change to its previous formula. Do you remember New Coke?
No.
You don't? From 1985? You don't remember that? The response was overwhelmingly negative.
Duh.
The experiment lasted less than 3 months, and they had to go back to the original formula.
Change is bad.
Especially, it's Coca-Cola. Why would you even? Like, I don't know what was going on then. I guess Pepsi was just smacking them around, huh?
What?
Well, it sure wasn't RC or Double Cola or whatever, you know?
Double Cola. Tab?
Tab? It wasn't Tab. Oh, they owned Tab.
Tab was hot.
Tab was a Coke product,
just mentioned
right?
in Back to the Future.
You love Back to the Future. I have one more. If you happen to visit YouTube today, you might want to go.
I never visit YouTube. You know how some people are like, I'm watching YouTube all the time. And I hate watching videos.
I hate watching videos.
Yeah, my mom. Okay, so the earthquake that happened in Taiwan.
Sure.
Several weeks ago.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah. Luckily, my family live in the north and south parts of Taiwan, so they felt a little bit of it, but, you know, yeah. they were okay.
People were so relaxed just watching buildings fall. The videos you showed me.
Yes. Well, they were on a bridge, you know, so, like, what else could they do but, mm-hmm. you know, trying to hold on to their mopeds.
Yeah.
But she was sending me video after video of probably doctored stuff. She sent me a video of the tallest building in Taiwan, 101. It has 101 levels. And it was, like, wiggling like jello. And I asked her, I was like, is this real? And then later she was like, oh, I think some news reporters were saying that it's not real. And I'm like, well, duh.
Aww. I love your mom. She wants to believe so bad.
She's that age where... gullible.
It's hard with older people. Tower. You live so long, and like you're so used to like, okay, if I can see it, then I'll know it's real. But now you can just change things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to believe your own eyes. You have to like Google and hit Snopes up. Remember Snopes?
Yeah.
You have to go to all these things and like, is this website legit? Is this video? You don't even know. And it's hard for someone in their 70s.
Do you think when you get to be of a certain age, you'll be like, I'm ready to step aside, you know? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, I wouldn't hold on to my my convictions because the world is passing me by already.
Define step aside.
I don't mean die.
Okay,
like, kill myself.
Okay.
But it's like, you know... Retire? I don't know. It doesn't have to be a job thing necessarily, but it's like, even at my age now, I hate putting my opinions out there. I hate being perceived. Mm. Except for on this show, I guess, because, you know, we put it out there.
Yeah, but we do opinions of, like, wiping your butt.
Right.
and when to shower and when to dry off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how we feel about Roy Orbison. He's great, by the way.
I was gonna sing.
I thought you were gonna sing.
But yeah, like, well, like when I'm 70, I'm not gonna. I don't think I'd be relevant anymore, and I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't think I'm relevant now. That's why I come out here every week and pretend. Listen to me. I'm gonna talk about some stuff. Well, Alice is gonna talk about some stuff, and I'm just gonna yabber on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like I think. People are concerned with their mortality. I guess when you reach that age, 60s, 70s, and you still want to be relevant.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps. At least with, you know, presidential election, media stuff. But I'm like...
That's 80s.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But am I, you know, am I just fatalistic? Nihilistic? Like, I don't... Yeah. When I get to be that age, I don't really care.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Hmm.
Got deep there.
I'm just going to step aside.
Just step aside? Well, as I was saying, if you visit YouTube today...
Oh, sorry.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
Just spouting my opinions.
You're okay, because at one point, I guess, I don't know how to say his name, Jawed Karim?
I've never heard of him.
One of the co-founders of YouTube.
What?
Jawed. I'm not sure how you'd say that name. He's German, if it matters.
German name.
He was born in Germany. I did that much research. That's all I did. Oh. Anyway, on this day in 2005, Mr. Karim posted the first ever video to YouTube.
What was it?
It's called Me at the Zoo.
Aww.
Only the me is capitalized, by the way. Come on, Jawed.
Well, that's okay. I feel like a lot of headlines... are not being capitalized anymore.
Oh, my God. I,
it started with other languages. Like, they didn't capitalize.
We need to step aside. We need to step aside and be okay with it.
Yeah. English kind of picked up on that.
Me at the Zoo is the first ever video uploaded to YouTube. It's a 19-second video. And
it has nothing to do with the zoo?
No, it does. He's standing in front of some elephants at the zoo. Perfect. And he says, I transcribed the video, the entire 19 seconds for you, Alice, and for the listeners. All right, so here we are with the elephants. the cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say. And that's the first video ever put on YouTube. Just him just marveled by the length of an elephant's trunk.
He is a model influencer.
At 25
there.
Years old, he was brand new to the length of elephant's trunks.
God.
And I don't think YouTube's changed much.
Ain't that just a time capsule? You know, it opened the door for anybody to be like, my thoughts are worth broadcasting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It opened up Twitter and Facebook and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo versions in Instagram and Snapchat. Mm-hmm.
And
just like
podcasting.
Podcasting. The long versions in podcasting.
With no visuals.
This entire episode might as well just be like, man, elephant trunks are so long.
It nearly was.
Anything you want.
Is that an elephant singing?
Pretty woman.
So did he sound excited? Because the way you read it made it seem
kind of
sardonic.
No, he was very just straight with it.
Hmm.
He was very straight. I was hoping he was trying to make a joke about the penis, but he wasn't. Very disappointed.
If you think the trunk is long, wait till you see the front butt.
Very disappointed in 2005 YouTube. Apparently now, because he's no longer involved with YouTube, I don't know. I didn't read it, whatever, you guys can figure it out, but he sold part of it, whatever, or all of it. And now, occasionally, he updates that video with the video description. He updates the video description with criticisms of decisions made by YouTube.
Oh. Because
he knows people will still visit that video, and so he uses that as his own little sound-off place.
Why do people visit that video?
It's the first video ever!
Well, I guess, do they visit as a time capsule?
I guess it's not as old as Frank Borzage, but it's not as old as that.
But how do people find that out? Do they just Google oldest YouTube video ever?
Sure. Hmm. I don't know. It comes up. It just came up for me. I went and watched it, didn't I? Son of a gun.
We're in a simulation.
We might be in a simulation. So anyway, happy 19th anniversary of YouTube.
Hooray!